St. Vincent and the Grenadines is observing Blindness Awareness Month 2026 with renewed calls for greater inclusion and access to healthcare services for persons living with disabilities. Against this backdrop, the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, led by Cheryl Adams, has partnered with the Caribbean Community Association of Tampa, Florida, to provide free medical and dental services from May 25 to 27. The mission is supported by the Ministry of Health and the Ministry responsible for persons with disabilities. In an interview with NBC News, Mrs. Adams explained that this initiative will expand access to essential care and raise awareness of the VOD's work in the community.
It is very important that persons living with disability have their yearly check, and I know for sure that there are some of us who are at home who don't really go to the district clinics. We don't go to any clinics at all. So this would be a good opportunity for their family, their loved one, to bring them out. This would also be a good public awareness for VOD. They never hear about VOD. They don't know where the center is. So this would be a perfect time for them to come at the center, get their free checks, and learn about the organization at the same time. And this will have 3 days of medical clinic here at the center at
Mrs. Adams spoke about the mission, noting that daily services at the VOD Center in Sanssouci will be available from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., while dental services at the Modern Medical Hospital in Georgetown will be held on May 25 and 26 from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
So we will have two doctors on board. One will be seeing children and the other will be seeing adults. And we'll also have a team of dentists. They will be going to Georgetown so they can use the clinic to do their practice. So the clinic will be the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. So the clinic will be the Monday, the Tuesday, and the Wednesday. But the dentist only will be there for 2 days. So the dentist would be there for the 25th and the 26th. And the 25th and the 26th. And they go into Georgetown. But the medical doctors and the nurse practitioner and everybody else would be at VOD Center.
Mrs. Adams encouraged the public to come out for the 3-day medical mission, emphasizing its importance for regular health checks. She thanked the Ministry of Health for their partnership, enabling the doctors to provide vital services at the VOD Center, and expressed optimism for a successful outreach.
Well, I would like to encourage the community to come out on these 3 days and mingle, mix with us there at the center. And at the same time, it wouldn't do them any harm. Just come and get your check. And obviously, if you have to be referred to your local doctor, that will be done. So we want to say a very special thank you to the Ministry of Health. As I always say, one of the ministries besides BRCSA that we can really count on to partner with us. And we really, really want to say thanks to the Ministry of Health for allowing these doctors to come in and have their clinic here at Voice of the Disabled Center. We are looking forward to a wonderful 3 days.
Founder and President of the Voice of the Disabled, VOD, Cheryl Adams. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.